Test 77, Section 2, Question 6. Here we have an assumption. We're looking for what's the assumption of the argument. And it says, several years ago, McFarlane, the military dictator, had Brooks, the prime minister, arrested on charges of corruption. So McFarlane arrested Brooks, or had Brooks arrested. Then it says, after years of negotiation, McFarlane has pardoned Brooks, and she's agreed to join his government. So now, pardon Brooks and agreed to join the government. Almost all of McFarlane's supporters, believe that Brooks is guilty of corruption. So the supporters think, yeah, Brooks was guilty of corruption. Moreover, almost all of McFarlane's opponents will oppose anyone who agrees to join his government. Okay, so everybody who doesn't like McFarlane is going to oppose anybody who agrees. So Brooks will have few supporters in this country. Now, the conclusion is about having supporters. And the way that they go about this is they basically give us the two groups of people, those who support McFarlane and those who don't. So it's basically McFarlane supporters versus non. The non are going to be supporters, those who oppose McFarlane, are going to be against anybody who's in McFarlane's government, and that would include Brooks now. On the other hand, what they told us about the supporters, McFarlane's supporters, is that they believe Brooks is guilty of corruption. So while that seems like we should probably, you know, not support those kinds of people, we don't know whether that's true of McFarlane supporters, whether or not they think being guilty of corruption leads to a lack of support. Maybe McFarlane supporters are all kind of pro-corruption cronies, and they're like, yeah, no, corruption's a great thing. So that's what we have with this one. And so we need something that's going to say that people who believe someone's guilty of corruption don't actually support them. So A, Brooks joining McFarlane's government inappropriately gives that government a semblance of legitimacy. We don't have to sort of assume that. In fact, it seems like it doesn't really give a semblance of legitimacy because people still think Brooks is guilty of corruption. There's less corruption in the country as government now than when Brooks was prime minister. We don't really have to assume anything about what was happening when Brooks was prime minister. Brooks' political positions do not overlap with those of McFarlane. We actually don't have to assume much about their political positions either. Most people in the country are either supporters or opponents of McFarlane. Okay, I didn't really think about that when I was first looking at this, but we do kind of have to assume that, because all we've talked about is those two groups. And so for saying Brooks will have few supporters, we do have to assume that most people fall into one camp or the other. So possibly. And then E, charges on which Brooks was arrested were unfounded. We actually are kind of assuming that they're not, and if anything, it's irrelevant. So D becomes our best answer. It's the only thing that we do have to assume, because those are the only two groups we had information about, but the conclusion is about the country as a whole. And so for question 6, we are going to take answer choice D as our best answer.